This is Tim with Capes and Scouts Podcast, and with me today, we're hanging out at Awesome Con. I have Kat Staggs. Kat, how are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm okay. So I made a point to interview you today because I think your art is amazing.
Thank you.
I have told Gail Simone how much I love Crosswind. That's where I discovered you, and then I went backwards and found everything else. Is there any one project you're extra proud of?
Crosswind. Yeah. I'm actually the most proud of that one. I put a lot of thought and a lot of hard work into that one, and I feel like what I wanted to translate got across on the page, which for a lot of artists is rare for us to think of that for ourselves.
Yeah, I found a lot of the panels almost like haunting the way they were. Especially the violence from the housewife turned hitman kind of point of view. It was really just incredible. We all know Gail's great, but I think your art was perfect for it. I think it helped tell the story correctly.
Thank you. Yeah, the violence, with the exception of a couple of short stories for John Carpenter's Tales of Halloween Night, I've never really done a lot of realistic style. I mean, I've done superhero stuff, which is superhero violence. You know, it's big and it's grand and it's woo, you know, but this one is a very gritty story, and so it's very real. And I know I didn't pull punches on some of the pages. Some of it was very satisfying just because of the story. It was like, yes, we finally got that moment. But I am most proud of that book. So
now I see you've got a lot of movie-themed artwork here. Are you a huge sci-fi horror nerd?
Absolutely.
So what is your favorites? What's some of your favorites?
Some of my favorites, sci-fi-wise, I mean, well, I was a 77 Star Wars fan, you know, 77 and Superman and Indy and all of those movies. But I also I love the old horror thrillers from the 70s. 70s had some of the best horror movies, some of the best science fiction movies, I think.
I agree, and I think that's a lot to do with budget constraints, and you have to tell this good story in a unique way.
Right, yeah. There wasn't as big a reliance on special effects. Then you get to movies like American Werewolf in London, where those moments become really special because it was such a huge deal to be able to make that transformation on camera, you know? Or like The Thing, you know? Again, though, but it's still low budget, but those effects, those practical effects are just some of the most incredible things ever done on film.
And The Thing holds up so well to this day.
It really, really does, yeah. Yeah, I'm a big Carpenter fan. Some of my favorite films. I tend to watch movies a lot while I work, and I watch movies I've seen. So I've constantly watched these movies on a loop, so I can probably recite every single one of them.
Do you have any projects you'd like to plug before I let you go?
Sure. Well, let's stay on the Carpenter train, because I'm actually doing a 5-issue series for John Carpenter's Tales of Science Fiction with Joe Harris, who wrote X-Files. First issue comes out at the end of May, and then subsequent months after that. Then also doing the John Carpenter Tales for Halloween Night anthology again for Halloween. Doing a story written by my wife, Amanda Dibert, and a story by Frank Thierry, which I also did last year as well. This is volume 5, and I will also be doing a New York Comic Con variant cover, which I do every year.
That's fantastic. Well, I wish you the best. I thank you for speaking with me, and just enjoy the rest of the con.
You too. Thank you.